This book contains up to 4 sides per cassette. Side 1. Ubik by Philip K. Dick. Copyright 1969 by Philip K. Dick. All rights reserved. Narrated by Jeff Halberstadt, this book contains 216 pages on 5 sides. If you would like to skip over any remaining announcements or introductory material, place your cassette player in fast forward until a beep is heard. Stop at that point to hear the beginning of the book. Annotation. Scientists have found a way to preserve bodies in order to bring them back to half-life. Glenn Runciter, concerned about some of his firm's clients, goes to consult with his dead wife Ella, but finds her body taken over by a stronger half-life. When Runciter is killed during an assignment on the moon, his employees hope to put his body into a state of half-life also, but strange happenings make them wonder if he is really dead. Strong language, 1969. From the book jacket. Glenn Runciter is dead. Or is everybody else? Someone died in an explosion orchestrated by Runciter's business competitors, and indeed it's the kingly Runciter whose funeral is scheduled in Des Moines. But in the meantime, his mourning employees are receiving bewildering and sometimes scatological messages from their boss, and the world around them is warping in ways that suggest that their own time is running out, or already has. About the author. Philip K. Dick was born in Chicago in 1928 and lived most of his life in California. He briefly attended the University of California, but dropped out before completing any classes. In 1952, he began writing professionally and proceeded to write 36 novels and 5 short story collections. He won the Hugo Award for Best Novel in 1962 for The Man in the High Castle and the John W. Campbell Memorial Award for Best Novel of the Year in 1974 for Flow My Tears, the Policeman Said. Philip K. Dick died of heart failure following a stroke on March 2nd, 1982 in Santa Ana, California. Also by Philip K. Dick, The Divine Invasion, A Scanner Darkly, The Three Stigmata of Palmer Eldritch, The Transmigration of Timothy Archer, Vallis.